All right, y'all, welcome back to the show. It's Anti-War Radio. We're on Chaos in Austin and the Liberty Radio Network. And our next guest on the show today is Jason Leopold, reporter from truthout.org. Welcome back to the show, Jason. How are you doing?
Hey, Scott. Great to be with you. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Thanks for joining us today on the show. Explosive news story here. Actually, you have a couple of them I want to talk to you about, but first of all, the one from this morning here. A former counterterrorism czar accuses Tenet other CIA officials of cover-up. Give us the lowdown.
Yeah, it's pretty stunning. This is an interview that Richard Clark did back in October of 2009, which is going to be aired this evening on a local PBS affiliate in Colorado, also available online. And it revolves around a specific case in which two of the 9/11 hijackers made their way to the U.S. With the CIA having full knowledge of it and not sharing the information. This is the 9/11 Commission report looked at this, or the panel looked at this, but for the first time, Clark actually says, "Look, George Tenet, Kofor Black, who is the director of the Counterterrorism Center, and a figure that has not really been discussed before, an individual named Richard Blee. You really can't find much on him. A couple of years ago, a blogger for the website History Commons unmasked him. He was the head of the Bin Laden Issue Station, also known as the Alex Station. Collectively, Richard Clark says that they were involved in a cover-up in which they knew that these two hijackers were in the U.S., that they did not share the information with him or the FBI or any of the other government agencies, and they also misled, may have lied to, the various government committees that were investigating this, including the 9/11 Commission. And as a result, Clark lays much of the blame on the fact that they were successful in hijacking American Airlines Flight 77 that crashed into the Pentagon on their shoulders.
Hmm. Now, you know, with somebody like Zacharias Moussaoui or whatever, maybe it wasn't immediately apparent that he would be tied to Al-Qaeda, although they had lots of information from the French pretty quick, I think, on that. But with these two guys, one of these guys, I forget now, from James Bamford's book, whether it was Hazmi or Midhar, one of them, I think it was Hazmi's father-in-law, owned the house in Yemen that served as the switchboard for Al-Qaeda, it was the exchange for all the calls from Afghanistan.
That's right.
America and everywhere else in the world.
Right, and they did have, as Bamford indicates, they had, NSA had, picked up some communications there. So it
and
really...
they had attended the Malaysia meeting, and the CIA knew it. So there was no question that these guys are real Al-Qaeda here.
Oh, they knew it. They were monitoring that meeting, and they were well aware of, what was happening. They knew that they had visas. Clark actually goes into something that was discussed in Lawrence Wright's book, or in which Lawrence Wright wrote about the looming tower, that the CIA may have been interested and may have even attempted to recruit these, these hijackers, because they were so interested in, or rather desperate, to get an insider in Al-Qaeda. They did not have, anyone really on the inside. And so, Clark is bringing that back up again. In his book, his most recent book, which came out a few years ago, Your Government Failed You, you could tell that this specific incident, this case, a year and a half that these guys have been in the U.S., has been dogging him, has been bugging him, that he can't figure out why the CIA wouldn't share this information with him when they were sharing, everything else. And, he does acknowledge that he does not have any evidence to back up what he's stating, what he's claiming. But, you know, as he says, he's like, look, I'm presented with a set of facts, and I'm trying to make sense of that. And this is the only thing I could come up with because it just doesn't make sense. He goes through in this interview, and I will hand it to the, you know, to the filmmakers here who were incredibly knowledgeable about, you know, the circumstances, you know, regarding the intelligence failures leading up to 9/11. So they were really able to ask Clark some very pointed questions and get Clark to open up and discuss this. You know, Clark's saying, look, you know, George Tenet, Richard Bleek, Hofer Black, these were hands-on intelligence officials. These were guys who read the raw intelligence reports before the analysts did. There's just no explanation for why this was not shared. And, you know, obviously the timing of this, Scott, we're coming up on the 10th anniversary of 9/11. We both know, and your listeners know, that that we have been told this is what the official narrative is, and you know, more or less, you should accept it. But there are, you know, there are questions about that. There are the holes in that official narrative are becoming bigger. And, you know, with the passage of time, people like Clark and even some other counterterrorism officials are starting to take a second look, and, you know, we're starting to see some documents surface that, you know, really do call into question the veracity of the testimony of people like Tenet and others, and you know, what the 9/11 Commission and other bodies failed to do in terms of, you know, getting to the truth.
Mm. Well, you know, I'm glad you mentioned Lawrence Wright, and I guess I'm glad I mentioned James Bamford, because, you know, I never made the mistake of reading the 9/11 Commission report, so I'm not very thoroughly versed on what their official story is. It's like Ron Paul, they asked him in 2002, do you attend the intelligence briefings about Iraq? And he said, well, I don't want to be confused by their propaganda, you know? So he just didn't go to him. Well, that's my thing, too. I just never read the 9/11 Commission report. But I did read Lawrence Wright, and I did read James Bamford and Terry McDermott and good old, what's his name, obviously Michael Scheuer, and I read Ghost Wars and one of those by Bergen, I forget now. So this is the official story, as far as I can tell, is the best I can tell from all of this great independent journalism, these books and these articles, and, you know, try to separate the wheat from the chaff myself. And there's certainly, from the very beginning, you know, William Grigg wrote a piece called Did We Know What Was Coming, like 3 weeks later or something, that had the name of the intelligence briefing from August 6th, Al-Qaeda determined to attack inside the United States in it. And there were all kinds of questions as to how is it you can have 20 Al-Qaeda in the country and not have the FBI all over them and not have the NSA and the CIA and whatever with squads of goons with guns going to round these people up. How did they slip through? And the mainstream media didn't even ask that question for 9 months. And then when they did, it was all part of the Rovian script that, yeah, you're right, we need a Department of Homeland Security.
Right, but, exactly.
But they never wanted to get to the truth of the matter. Even the 9/11 Commission, they said, this is an outcome-based commission. It will recommend a Department of Homeland Security on the last day.
Right. Yeah, I think that it's true. And even now, you know, these questions are important to ask. And, you know, when we had a previous conversation, you know, revolving around intelligence regarding 9/11, and the fact that, you know, another claim by a high-ranking counterterrorism official that, you know, certain intelligence was withheld, you know, the media in general they're fearful about taking on this massive subject.
And then on the other side are a bunch of kooks who take, you know, every half a sentence that they can and cherry-pick it into some incredible narrative that there was no Flight 77 that hit the Pentagon. What are you talking about, Leopold, you gatekeeping traitor? And, you know, there's going to be a ton of that in the comment section.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll be right back. It's Jason Leopold from truthout.org. All right, y'all, welcome back to the show. It's Anti-War Radio. I'm Scott Horton, and on the line is Jason Leopold from truthout.org, and we're talking about this explosive new piece he's got. Former counterterrorism czar accuses Tenet, other CIA officials, of cover-up. And he's written this because he got the leak from the producers of a new documentary that's airing on a PBS station and online. You can find the link to the Colorado public TV station that's going to be airing this documentary tonight, you said, Jason?
Yes, this evening. I believe it's at 9 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, but there should be a link to that in the story.
And the documentary is called Secrecy Kills.
Actually, the documentary is, Secrecy Kills is the website that these guys set up, and it's basically a transparency website. Mm-hmm. The documentary, this is going to be part of a larger, or I should say a lengthier documentary that's coming out on the actual anniversary of 9/11. Mm-hmm. So this is just one excerpt of it.
Now, these are the same producers that made 9/11 Press for Truth?
Yes. Exactly.
That's the one 9/11 video that has my name on it as an endorsement.
Ah, very nice.
And the rest of them...
It's an important one.
Absolutely do not.
Yeah. Well, by the way, same here. I just want to make that clear as well. I think that, I should say that their lengthier documentary is revolving around this guy, this person who has never been really discussed before publicly or in any media reports. Named Richard Blee, and as I said,
B-L-E-E.
He was B-L-E-E. His father was also a major CIA figure, official, passed away in 2000, and he's identified in George Tenet's book At the Center of the Storm as Rich B, in an old Harper's or Harper's Magazine article by Ken Silverstein. He was identified under an alias as James. So, you know, the some folks over at, as I mentioned, the History Commons website, they've been doing their own research on these issues, unmasked him. You know, did their due diligence, unmasked him, found out who he was, and put the pieces together. And it turns out that this is a real important figure in the intelligence failures. And in the 9/11 Commission report, he's identified, actually his name is redacted. So their documentary is going to air on the anniversary of 9/11 and revolves around, further unmasking Rich Blee. And this is one excerpt from it that will air this evening, full 13-minute interview with Richard Clark. And it really is, given Clark's, stature and where he was at the time and what he was working on, it's pretty explosive. And I should also add that it obviously rankled George Tenet, Kofor Black, and Rich Blee because they issued a joint statement last week, that was harshly critical of the allegations that Clark, leveled against them.
Right on. See, this is what I've wanted all along, is let's get these guys fighting and pointing fingers at each other. That's how we're going to find out. Because most of their accusations against each other will be true.
I was actually, I had that conversation yesterday, Scott. That's, that's
indict Condoleezza Rice. Let's flip her, turn her state's witness, and see where it goes from there.
And so they, upset them to the point where they issued a joint statement. As far as Rich Blee is concerned, I mean, he's never said anything. This is a guy who has never said anything publicly before. We've never heard from him. So his inclusion in this joint statement is newsworthy in and of itself. But,
let me reiterate the bottom line here for people just tuning in. It's, Jason Leopold from truthout.org. The article is called Former Counterterrorism Czar Accuses Tenet, Other CIA Officials of Cover-Up. It's at truthout.org right now, and you can find in it the link to the PBS station that's going to be airing this clip of this interview, this full interview with Richard Clark tonight. This will be very important. I highly suggest you tune in if you can. And the point of this is, really you kind of bury the lead in this article a little bit. At the very end here, Clark says, look, I mean, just in plain English, more or less, George Tenet, Kofor Black, this Blee guy, they must have known about these guys. There's no doubt that they did. And they sat right in front of me at the counterterrorism meeting, and they didn't tell me about this. And if they had, we would have dispatched, you know, the Waco killers or whatever to go out and on a dragnet and find these guys immediately, and given enough time, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, they could have done it. No problem.
Yeah.
Instead, what happened was they notified a very low-level group of FBI agents somewhere, I guess. And I guess the best I understand, Jason, is that they sent one guy out, a rookie. Hey, go look for this one guy or something, without any of the importance behind it that belonged there.
Yeah, yeah, and it's I felt that that was a good way to sort of close it out, just by sort of giving the backstory. But I think
right. He's saying we could have stopped these attacks. Richard Clark is saying
that. You know, he makes a good. He doesn't go into great detail on how to do it, but he does make a pretty. He says a few things. One that that I didn't include in the article. He says, you know, we would have done this publicly. We would have. Use the AP wire. We would have used every public tool at our disposal, the media. And he says we would have got them, even with a week left. It's something that, if you think about, in hindsight, yeah, they probably could have. So it does beg the question, why?
Well, and here's the thing, too, though. It begs the question about, what about the FBI, man? They got a job to do regardless of what they get told by the CIA. And wasn't Al Bayoumi the guy that hooked these two up with a place to live in San Diego? Wasn't he their informant?
Yes. It's that's right. And, there were some FBI officials who were working with the CIA with the Alex station. And, you know, this is where it becomes so confusing, because, you know, they went through CIA to say, hey, can we share this with the, with others at the FBI? They were shut down. So there were enough people in the know, Scott, that this should have gotten, this should have been shared and disseminated, with senior officials. And, Richard Clark says that his feeling as to why this wasn't, even at the very late date of September 4th, 2001, was that he would have immediately called for, there would have been an investigation. And it comes down to the CIA, covering its ass and putting the agency, before the lives of the public. And he really does say that. Doesn't say it in so many words, but there's no question that's what the implication is.
Right. I mean, basically saying, by the time that, the few weeks before the attacks, by then probably any attempt to, flip these guys was already over. But at that point, they didn't want to admit that they knew that they were in the country, or else they'd have to explain themselves why they didn't, tell them before. Why the
exactly.
CIA didn't tell Clark and the other people before. And so they just sat there quiet.
They
didn't even have
quiet.
A real purpose
except
protecting
anything.
Themselves in the weeks leading up to the attack.
Yeah, exactly. And so, when he says that, it does make you think again. Well, yeah, why wouldn't they have, even at this late date, they have the, the intelligence. They know what is, they know what's happening. They know that these guys are in the country. Why didn't they, they share it? And, the 9/11 Commission really didn't take a, they didn't really flesh it out. Tenet, Kofor Black, and Rich Blee really apparently just they did not ask them those hard questions.
Well, now, in that August 6th PDB, the Presidential Daily Brief, that I think it's now all been published, I don't remember anymore.
Yes, it has.
Did it
been.
Say that we know there are at least a few of these guys in the country now? Was the CIA even that honest with the President of the United States?
I don't recall that was that explicit. I mean, obviously.
Don't worry, you've covered your ass, Bush said to the briefing.
Yeah.
Which, I don't know. That's kind of a nervous laugh. What does that mean? Yeah, we all know. Okay, you won't go to jail. You tried to tell me. Wink, wink.
Yeah. Well, it did say Bin Laden determined to strike in U.S. I think that was pretty explicit right there.
Yeah, you'd think so. All right. Thanks very much for your time. Jason Leopold, everybody. Truthout.org.
Thank you, Scott.